That is dangerous. And so now that you've got folks with European papers, you've got folks with maybe American papers who are trained, they have been further radicalized, and guess what? When this is over, whatever it looks like when it's over, they're going home. And Al-Qaeda knows who they are. They know that they are a new avenue for providing strikes. So I think what the commissioner is talking about is the dynamic of the threat changed. You don't have to look for the big event, flying a plane into a building. They'd like to do that too. But we also have to now worry about those smaller knockoff events. I'm equally concerned, and I do think the threat is greater in that regard.
I agree with Mike. I think the real focus of what my concern is, and I think a lot of us, and Mike, you and I have had this conversation, is the lone wolf. I think Al-Qaeda realized that we are very sophisticated in our allies in being able to find a major attack. So what they're attempting, more out of Yemen, I think, than any other area, focusing on the United States and having individuals that are under the radar, not using phones, not doing things that where they we could pick things up. And that's, by the way, why it's so important for the intelligence community to work with state and local also, a team, you know, approach, get as much information as you can, anything that looks unusual out there. But this is what I'm concerned about. We had a couple of those attempts. We were lucky that some of those did not occur. But it's a serious world, and now I think you can't misjudge how many people are helping Al-Qaeda and funding them. And you have some very smart people that are part of the organization. You have doctors that are trying to research, and they're putting plastic bombs in individuals so that they can go through the airports and not be detected. So this is very serious. Now we've been talking a lot today about Syria and about terrorism, but let's not lose sight of the cyber attacks and how serious it is, not only to our country on what we're being lost in money, but more importantly, how these attacks can affect us here in this country. Destructive attacks. It has been alleged, or media reported, I can't say directly, but I know what it is, that Iran knocked out Aramco, the largest oil company for Saudi Arabia, knocked out 30,000 computers. When Russia, as reported in the media, went to attack Georgia, they cyber attacked them. They shut down their communication systems. And this is very serious, and it really concerns me. People say, Dutch, you and Mike are members of the Gang of Eight. What keeps you up at night? And I'll say, well, spicy Mexican food. and weapons of mass destruction, including what we're talking about with a chemical, and cyber.